Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Did you guys know giraffes have the same amount of neck bones as us?
Do they really?
The vertebrae?
Don't ask questions.
Well, giraffes. I guess amount of bones. Each bone can be long.
Yeah,
as
I
hell.
Just think they're bigger, but we do have the same amount of bones.
But is their neck technically their neck, or it's just a longer way up their spine? And then like their neck is like
their spine is only this big though. It's just all neck.
Well, they can really move it around though.
That must be a rough life. Imagine having a long neck like that. You could never, like, they have no idea what like the bottom of their
Jordan, is that fact true that I just said? Kind of just pulled it out of my.
Did you see that?
Wait, you don't even know if that's like even remotely true.
If you're just confident.
I know, like,
No, they do. It's the questions that I can't answer that make me question if I'm even right.
Yeah, right.
True.
I think though, like an ostrich or an emu, like their eyes are like one eyeball is bigger than its brain.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably an ostrich.
I feel like I read that on the back of like a cereal box when I was a kid.
A Snapple cap.
Yeah.
I feel like I always go back to our old agenda books with the facts in the corner. They just spark up once a year. And I'm like, where did I learn that?
That's where all your education's from, is the corner of the books.
Because she wasn't like reading. She was just looking at the picture with a little.
Hey, that's how you do it, man. The pictures really do sell.
Remember
that's...
you would like have those Brain Quest things that were like those bookmark things. And you would have those on like road trips and like. Someone could see the other end and you'd be like,
mine was the pink one. The pink, it was like hot pink. It was hot pink.
Brain Quest.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's what we would play on road trips.
Oh, damn. You guys already have it up. There was one thing I wanted to talk about. Al Pacino, age 83.
Mm-hmm. I just saw that. I don't like, what is he, a father?
Yes. He like got his, I don't know, his new girlfriend, his wife.
83.
He got her pregnant. Like,
yes.
As an 83-year-old? Oh, yes. My God. I didn't even think your sperm was even alive at 83.
That's got to be a record.
I think Theo Vaughn held the record before that for his dad.
Oh, right. His dad is super...
His dad was in his 70s?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I thought that was record-breaking. 83 is absurd.
I thought at that point, dust comes out. I didn't even know that was like living.
Or he's rich enough where he's had his like sperm frozen.
Oh, maybe.
Just waiting for the...
That's cheating, though. That doesn't count.
Well, what you mean that's cheating and it doesn't count?
The thing is, I think of the headlines, though. They would still push that headline out even if he did freezes.
Do people get vasectomies for preventative purposes? Like, do people get it to like prevent cancer or like...
I think to prevent like accidental...
Pregnancies? Oh, that's why people get it done? Oh.
Yeah.
It's like getting your tubes tied.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's... Okay.
I think it also helps with like testicular cancer.
That's what I thought people mainly did it for.
Do you think your dads have vasectomies?
I don't think so. I feel like my dad would have told me if he...
I think...
No, because that means you're not a man. If you get a vasectomy.
Oh, you think so?
I don't know. That's what I would think, that a lot of men these days wouldn't get it because it's like cutting off your balls, right?
Yeah, it just like severs it.
But do they keep them in there? Like,
but it's weird. You can still like come. There's just no sperm.
Right, right.
Sorry, I'm whispering.
Oh my God. So is it like watery instead of thick?
Buddy, these are all questions I want to know.
Oh my God. Do you think that's what they use in smart water?
Stop.
But what's crazy
about Pocari Sweat.
But what's a little questioning about like having a kid at 83, by the time that kid's like seven,
right,
you're 90.
No, by the time he's seven, he's dead.
Yeah.
No father.
Yeah, my dad said, everyone's like, I'm sorry. No, it was just Al Pacino. He decided to have me like this late in life.
You know that kid's going to be like, Grandpa! Like, there's no getting out of that. Like, it's
always
going to
be Grandpa.
Do you remember
when we met Al Pacino's daughter at VidCon?
What?
What?
she came up, she was like, I'm a big fan of you guys. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. And then she was like, you'll never believe who my dad is. And I was like,
oh, she went right to the cutting to the chase. Yeah.
I would too.
Like, my dad's Al Pacino. And I was like, okay.
Did you look him up?
And I just didn't believe it. I was just like, that's so random. Like,
I wonder how many kids he had.
As soon as she walked away, on my phone, there she was.
Wow.
Wow.
Insane.
Wow. You know who I can't believe had so many kids? Nick Cannon.
Does he?
Oh, like, isn't he like 18?
Like, dude, it's like up to that amount.
No
way. Insane. I think he had number 12, right?
Wow. Shit.
And he's not like donating like sperm. this is kids.
No, he's putting the work in.
Wow.
One of Nick Cannon's newest babies, I guess it was the newest one, passed away.
Yes.
But seeing the video of him, everybody was realizing like he cares so much about each and every kid. It's not like he just has these kids running around. He really does. Like, he is a good
dad. He's a father to all of them.
Yeah, but how many baby moms? Yeah,
he almost couldn't name all of them one time in an interview.
I mean, I wouldn't either.
Howard Stern was like quizzing him on it, and he was like, I think he like skipped it.
My parents don't know the four of our names.
Exactly. Yeah. And how do you have all those kids and then still get to do Wildin' Out? Like, that's a lot of time that you're putting into 18 kids and how many seasons of Wildin' Out?
I'm sure he's got a bunch of people watching over him.
Yeah.
He also has multiple baby moms, so they all have mothers.
A couple over here, a couple over there. Yeah.
I'm gonna live my life like that.
I don't think you could live that life.
Baby mamas.
Ready for the battle of that estate.
Wow.
But you know Mariah Carey's kids, they're fine. And then got like all of these other kids who are like, can we get a little bit more of our daddy's cut? I think you guys have Mariah Carey as your mom. You're fine.
You know the kids all gather. How old are they, the kids?
I think they rank all over the place.
I know Mariah's kids, if they're old enough, they're all like, oh, it's Christmas, mommy's gonna be happy again. Like it's always Christmas time.
Mom's gonna get that paycheck.
That paycheck is coming in every year. I wonder how much money Mariah Carey makes every Christmas.
I saw her like tweet something about it where they were like, oh, it's Christmas time, whatever. Here comes another like whatever insane $1 million amount.
She commented
below it. She goes, add another zero.
Whoa.
It was crazy.
So I'm sure they tweeted millions, right? Here comes more.
Jordan, type in Mariah Carey Christmas tweet.
What?
Money or something.
Add another zero.
Add another zero. I was like, damn.
That should be her bio on Instagram.
Add another zero.
She should act more. Remember her up in Precious? She was killing it.
Wait, what?
Mariah Carey's in Precious. She's like the one who's like the social worker.
Why do I feel like I've only seen like 30 minutes of it?
Go to images.
The one Monique is like, you think you got your degree?
Was she good?
You think you said that? Yeah. Yeah. And then there was Glitter, which was...
a screenshot of $102 million.
And then, that's what it was. Turn that one into a five, then you got it.
Wow. I think she's joking. She's not making 500 mil every
I don't think she would tweet that if she wasn't actually making that, right?
I think she's just being silly.
I think her and Michael Bublé should hook up.
They probably have.
Imagine those kids.
Michael Bublé is in a... interesting relationship.
Michael Bublé is the
Michael Bublé
is the curly hair, blonde curly hair, right?
Huh?
He's the male Christmas Mariah Carey.
Who is the
male? He comes out for Christmas too.
Maybe I'm getting confused with
Ed Sheeran?
No. Not Ed Sheeran. Jesus.
All right, let's run this intro real quick.
Okay. Let's go. It's coffee talk, baby. It's coffee talk.
It's coffee talk, baby. Yeah. Ow! Yes. Hit it, Zane.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered with co-hosts Matt and Mariah. And thank you for coming again to another episode of Unfiltered.
Yo, he changed it up.
You put us first.
Yeah, we haven't come up with an intro yet, so I switch it up every episode because it is, you know.
I think if we had it set, you'd still somehow.
I thought we did have it set.
Yeah.
We did? What was it?
I'm Zane, I'm Heath, I'm Matt, yeah. I'm Mariah, and we're Unfiltered.
Yeah. So
what more do you want?
It's so boring. We need a little pizzazz.
You want me to choreograph something?
Yeah, or synchronize. You're a dancer. Give us something. Maybe we could dance.
The audio people.
All right, yeah, sorry. Okay, well, I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we're Unfiltered.
Welcome back, baby.
And welcome back to you, Zane.
Welcome back to me.
Welcome back to the States.
Oh, yes, yes. I went to Singapore. I'm back. I was
world traveler.
I think I was on the plane longer than I was in Singapore.
How long was the flight?
The flight was like 15 hours.
Woo-hoo-wee.
It was a long, long, long flight. Definitely, I think longest flight I've ever been on.
Probably.
Sounds like it.
Bring a pillow. Bring a pillow. I know a lot of people, they like shame people that bring pillows like I did. I used to always be so, whenever David would bring the pillow, I'd be like, oh God, just grab an airplane pillow or something.
Yeah.
Like me, I brought it. Full size pillow? Yeah, full size. I put it in a garbage bag. I put it in a garbage bag. I was in a rush and I decided to bring it last minute and it was the best decision I've ever made in my life.
People bring pillow cases and stuff it with extra clothes that they can't fit.
Oh.
So that it's a pillow and you have extra outfits.
I didn't even think of that.
Put your runsaways, your socks.
Put your hoodies.
Some people do that, disguise it as a neck pillow too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to do that next time. Very smart. Especially so I don't leave clothes in the hotel room before I come back to the States.
Uh-huh.
Because I always do that. I'll buy something real nice and then I'm like, I'm packing the next morning and I can't fit everything because I'm not like putting it neatly and then I have to leave stuff.
Yeah.
Every trip.
So you slept the whole time?
On a plane? No, I kind of wanted to enjoy it. I was like sleeping half the time and then the other half I was up enjoying the
first class Paramount.
Singapore
food?
What?
Singapore food on the flight?
Yes, it was either, it was either a continental breakfast and the other breakfast was like hot porridge with fish on top. And I was like,
oh,
huh?
God.
I guess that was like the, like what?
The little cultural dish. The
little cultural dish. And I did not do that. That just does not sound. And especially like on an airplane, airplane that doesn't sound very good for your stomach. Hot porridge.
That sounds like something riskier that you would try later on while you're there.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
I can get back to my hotel.
Yes, exactly. At a restaurant. Mm. Ooh, that kind of sounds weird, but like, let's try it.
Right.
But whole experience was pretty nice, I guess. It was a United flight.
They put you in like a nice suite on the plane?
Yeah, it was like the lay down seats.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. Really nice. They took care of us. Paramount, awesome. You guys are amazing.
Did you watch Missing on the flight?
I watched the second half of Missing.
Oh yeah.
I was really surprised how good that movie was. Yeah. Have you ever seen like a trailer for that movie?
Is it on Netflix? I feel like I scrolled by.
Yeah, it's like a social media movie where a girl's looking for her mom and the whole thing takes place
on like a computer.
Computer. Oh, like okay. So like, all the footage is through webcams.
Like texting, right. Yeah, Googling.
Yeah. It's a very, very risky idea to do for any movie. It's been done before. Most of them are pretty bad, I would say. This one really, they really did it. They really did it well. I was very surprised. We landed and the first thing we felt was how miserably hot it was. And I'm like, I'm not even exaggerating. I wish you guys were there because you guys would be right with me.
Like Florida?
No, like, it was five times worse than Florida. You take Florida and add five times more. It was like 120% humidity. It was like 95 degrees out there. So it felt like it was 120 degrees there. Mm. You did not want to be outside.
Were
like
you prepared for that? Did you bring the right?
I did bring the right clothes, but nothing, there's no clothes that will not make you completely drenched everywhere you go.
You just go nude everywhere.
Zane, is that you?
Yeah, that was me.
Him getting off the plane.
Yeah, it was. And I was wondering why. So they had everything set up all in the same hotel, right? Everything, like the restaurants, everything that we needed to get done was in the hotel. And I was wondering why they didn't do anything where we could like be adventurous.
Sweating outside.
And I think because they knew it was going to be miserably hot outside.
What degree did it say it was outside?
It said it was like, I believe 95.
Woo-wee.
But when it's really, really, really humid, it feels like it's a lot more. Yeah. Just everywhere we went, like we tried going to this like light show at night. It was beautiful. They had the trees lit up, really nice ambiance. It made you feel like you're in Avatar. It was really nice. And we got lost in this like forest and we all started getting sick because of how hot it was. Right. We were lost. We all just started getting sick because of how hot it was. And we were going to go like to dinner after and do all this shit. And then we decided that we were all going to go back to the hotel room for like 3 hours because we needed to sleep, shower, cool down, and take medicine. It was wild.
So you know how like smoking a vape is bad because it's water vapor into your lungs?
Yes.
Does breathing in humidity, is that like,
well, bad? That's vapor that is like natural to the atmosphere. Like vaping, you're taking in like a chemical liquid like into your lungs through like a battery.
Right.
I guess.
Baby, like, yeah,
humidity. That's people go like, in saunas. You just comparing vapor. Right? Saunas well, are humid. Like, steam rooms are
like,
humid.
Added shit to it, but like they say, like the liquid inside your lungs is like bad.
I think natural humidity because,
like,
when you
go into like a steam room,
yeah,
you'll be in there like.
Yeah, in a way, but like it kind of opens you up. People, when they're sick and they're stuffed up, need like hot air and vapor and stuff that helps clear people up.
Oh, let me go over the rules since I was there already and I got to experience all that. So,
checked out.
So the one that I noticed immediately was the curfew. 10 p.m. Bullshit. Clubs were open till 6 in the morning.
I knew it.
Yeah, that was, I really, really thought that was like going to be implemented. I had a feeling. But yeah, no, everything is open and everyone gets wild. Why? Because it's hot as shit and there is nothing else better to do than to be drinking, right? Chewing gum, very illegal. You do not want to be caught chewing gum. Do not be chewing gum. You spit out your gum. Good luck. That was pretty strict over there.
Wow.
You don't sell gum anywhere.
How'd
you
find that out?
I was chewing gum.
People were talking about it. That's how I knew. Also, but there was this one girl working at the bar in the hotel chewing gum. And we're all like, she's chewing gum. She's going to get decapitated.
911. What's your emergency?
Yeah.
Was it really clean then, the ground, I'm assuming?
Yeah. Everyone was pretty clean. You did not want to put your trash down like anywhere. It was like Tokyo. Tokyo? Was Tokyo really clean?
Yes.
Yeah. It was really, really clean. The being gay, I don't think so. They had a nightclub, a gay nightclub called Club Hell inside Singapore that we saw.
It's terrible.
So bad. Which was Club Hell.
Yeah. It was really funny because we had somebody in our group who was gay and we were all talking about this. And I was trying to see what we can do around the hotel and I saw that and I screenshot it, sent to the group.
You know,
Jake, we can go to Club go to Hell.
It's like two guys kissing. We're going to hell.
Yeah. I think there was a little. I think there was some sort of like
play on that.
Yeah, play on that for
We're
sure.
We're going to hell.
What else? What else did we go over that was like really?
Were there a lot of tourists? Was it or did it feel like very Singapore? Like
I felt like there was a lot of different type of Asians out there. I felt like it was a melting pot of Asians.
Okay,
like the U.S. for Asians.
What's that language?
Singaporean, I think.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure.
Is Singapore part of Malaysia? Like, isn't it like
they were? Everybody spoke English.
Oh,
everybody spoke English pretty well. It was very rare that
Malay
bumped into somebody that didn't know English.
Is that right? Singaporean,
maybe Malaysian,
Mandarin.
That's a version of Mandarin.
Oh, you know what? I feel like it was Mandarin. I felt like I heard people saying Mandarin.
So Zhongguan.
What were the pros though?
You did Texas while you were there and you're like, do not go to Singapore.
This was
too damn hot.
Too damn hot.
I thought it was
cannot
be something
stress.
Bad. The text that we got, I was like, oh, something happened.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Well, I know how we are with the heat. Like we're really bad with the heat. It was just, I know I'm talking about this. Take a shot for every time I say hot and heat. It was really, I would not recommend anybody going there. I wouldn't because go when it's like cold. If it's like chilly, try it out.
Do they have seasons? Do we know?
All I know is that 3 months of the year is like
brutal hot.
Brutal hot. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. The hotel, we stayed at the Mandarin Bay Sands, the three hotel with a roof.
Yeah.
On top. It was nicer on like seeing the outside of it than the inside.
Did
if that
match?
Makes sense. Like when you're looking, when you're outside of the hotel, and you're looking at, you're like,
yeah, that looks whoa, like getting a gold bidet.
Yeah. You think you're about to walk into the Langham, like or even better than the Langham. You're like, this is going to be insane inside.
Right. Right.
But it wasn't that insane. It felt like walking into a Vegas hotel.
All right. But you just expect more.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, it felt like a big mall and the mall was attached to the hotel. And the mall was filled with, it just didn't look like that.
Oh, I'd be freaking out standing up there looking over. Could you walk and look over the edge?
No, it wasn't like, when you were up there, it didn't feel like you were up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, how far could you get, like, to the edge?
Honestly, I forgot that we were even up there half the time. We would go to, like, these different bars and restaurants, and we forgot that we were up there. So you didn't really feel like, but the view was insane.
Thinking about being in that and the glass just shatters and the water just...
Oh, no way.
Nope. I mean, that's gorgeous though.
The view from the top is insane.
Did you get in the pool?
Did not get in the pool. It was, I'd walk out and I was like, I can't be out here for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah,
the pool was heated.
Yeah.
Did you ever like forget which hotel, since it's three going up? Yeah, you're like, am I in the first or the third?
There were three
or
separate
second?
Towers. We're all staying in separate towers, and meeting up was just such a mission because it was a walk. Overall, we had I feel like we had a lot of fun. It was the randomest group of people ever put together.
I saw you with Nia Fraser from Dance Moms. Yeah. I was love her.
And Jake Shane.
Jake Shane, oh, Nia so from Dance Moms. It was me, David, Pearson, Daniel Mack. I don't know if you know who he is. He's the one is the car review, or he asks people what they do for a living in their cars. And Soups, he's a superhero. He talks about superheroes in movies and Marvel movies, and he's big on TikTok. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. And Lexi Rivera.
Nice.
Yeah. And we, the first day we're all looking at each other. We're like, this is a random group
what
of people.
What a crowd.
What a crowd. And we all look at each other and we're just like, let's just get drunk, right? I mean, this is pretty much what it's hot as fuck. We have a couple nightclubs in the hotel.
Right.
So we're like, let's just.
Did you do some shopping?
You didn't really want to shop in there. It was all like really, really expensive.
Oh, store. It was like very designer.
Very Gucci, Burberry. Yeah. It was like you couldn't really shop anywhere there. I did find this like Shanghai Tang place that I bought a shirt from for the premiere. That was definitely the cheapest out of all of them.
What is it?
But
again?
I really, Shanghai Tang.
Spell that.
Shanghai Tang.
Never heard of it.
I liked it because like there was a dragon on it. It felt like very Singapore. It felt very Singaporean.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But how like expensive were like other stuff? Like buying like a bottle of water or other, was it ever like too expensive or?
We didn't have to buy anything.
Oh, shit. Because
Paramount paid for it. The only thing I bought the whole trip was
Shanghai
the shirt. Yeah. It was a shirt.
How much was the shirt?
The shirt was like $150.
USD?
Yeah. No, Singapore money. So it was probably like 100 and...
Wow, Zane, you're doing well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $110. But man, we went to this like antique shop where it was like had all these like Marvel, and they're all collector's items. So it had like the number on the back, you know, like I don't know what you call those, but they had a bunch for like Game of Thrones, Marvel, Harry Potter. Oh, cool. It was a really sick shop. And David bought these like four Marvel. It was like one was Black Panther, one was Iron Man, and it was really sick. And it was one of its kind. And it was each like $1,000
for the. It was like a figurine.
Yeah, yeah, but like
they're not just, dolls; they're figurines.
So expensive. And dude, I saw this one. It was like a Buddhist, like an Asian Buddhist or something. I don't know. I forget what it was, but
like a monk,
like a sword, and that should cost like fucking $30,000. I was this is insane. And I felt like there was like no security for a store like that. You could have easily just ran out. Like no security, but they had security for all the other the Cartier and all that. They had security, but they had a river in the mall where you could like take a boat throughout the mall.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's so. There was like a lot of things that felt like
inside
Vegas
inside of the hotel,
like a Vegas gondola situation.
It was connected to the hotel like Vegas.
Got it.
So you could walk right into the hotel. You walk.
Oh my god, it really is.
That's exactly.
And you could ride a boat in the middle of it.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
What else happened? Oh, we went to the Transformers premiere.
Right.
That was really fun.
Did you see Vin Diesel?
We didn't see Vin Diesel.
I keep thinking this is Fast and Furious. they might as well need to have a Transformer Fast and the Furious collab. I think it just works perfectly.
Yeah.
So you went to the Transformers.
Yeah, we went to
the
Transformers premiere. They had, it's so funny because Alita, like she... Alita's like our contact, and she was there with us from Paramount. And all the things like the heat and all that was just so weird. All just laughing about it the whole time. And she just goes, guys, the premiere is all outside. And we're like, no. And the girls were freaking out even more because the second they walk out of the hotel with their hair and makeup, because they're getting all glammed up and shit, it's going to start dripping down. It's going to be completely ruined.
Right.
So we all walk out there. We walk all the way out to where they have it. And there's just like a ton of people there, ton of Singaporean like locals there. And none of them knew who any of us were. It was just, we were walking through and it was so funny. All the selfies that I saw on the Instagram are people that just have, they have no idea who we are,
yeah.
Which made it so funny to just like be there in that scene. Uh-huh. And we get to the carpet and like at this point, it was so hot. We're like, no, we're so hot. Can we just go to AC? We don't want to do the carpet or anything. Can we just sit in like in a cool room? It's so hot. And they're like, just do the pictures and then we'll go to an AC. So we go get our pictures done. We were there like 3.5 hours early, right? Before the movie even started. We're like, fuck, we're gonna have to be out here for so long. So we take the pictures real quick and then we go inside this like AC, like cool room. We're like, oh my God, thank God. We can chill here for like 3 hours. And then some production guy like that was a local there. We're in there for 5 minutes. He comes in. He's like, no, you need to go. And our contact, Alita's like, please, like, let them stay. This is hot. He's like, no, you need to go. There's no reason why we couldn't sit in this, like, area, uh-huh. Right? It's not like they were doing something special. It needed, like, it was just a cool room that it was right next to, yeah. Like, where the red carpet was. And we're just like, and then we're like, fuck, let's just stand outside. Let's just all get really drunk because I feel like we won't be hot. And as we're walking out, it just starts pouring. Like there was no tents. Nowhere. And so the entire carpet, the backdrop, all the camera guys are running inside to where we were all sitting. And everything is just wet. And we're like, oh my God. We're the only ones that got pictures on the carpet.
The Transformers are like,
like, oh my God, the main people are not like, what the fuck are they going to do? This is a disaster.
Was the rain like hot rain, you know, warm rain? Mm.
I didn't feel the rain because we were cooling down in the AC, but it was thick rain. It looked like hail in the beginning. We're like, oh, this is bad. And everyone just starts like laughing because it was just like really, really funny in the moment. It clears up and the biggest rainbow I've ever seen in my entire life just shines right over the hotel.
Oh, wow.
And it was almost like a sign that like, you know what? Let's get back to it. Let's get back to the premiere. And what else?
Did you see Liza?
No, nobody was there.
What?
Peter Dinklage was you in there.
Oh, wait.
Peter Dinklage was in the movie.
They had a whole premiere.
Sounds pretty awesome. Okay. I would have loved to have been invited by Paramount, but nobody was. Shout out to Paramount. Would love to go, but there was nobody from the cast. Okay,
so we found out there that wasn't the world premiere of Transformers.
It was like
multiple world premieres. They have one in New York, California, Singapore. They have one somewhere in South America. They have them everywhere, right?
Okay.
We didn't know that until like we were there, but yeah, this was just one of them. So there was the two actors, the main actors, the human actors of the movie were there. And then maybe a couple, like maybe one or two more, maybe the director was there and that's it. They're the only ones that were there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it ruins the illusion.
What do you mean?
You said the two human characters were there.
Oh yeah. Maybe it does ruin the illusion. They just want the humans.
What's his name? Anthony Ramos, the guy from Hamilton. He was there. Is that him on the left? Right.
Yep. Oh, is that? Oh, none of us knew who that was.
Oh, he was in Hamilton.
He's in Hamilton?
He was in A Star is Born with Lady Gaga.
Oh yeah.
He's like her best friend. He's in The Heights.
Oh,
the whole
he was. Lin-Manuel Miranda movie. No, I have seen his face. I thought that was the first time I ever saw him. I thought this was like first big, like just movie in general. I was like, oh shit.
Were the Transformers there?
Just some of them. They weren't moving, but okay. The gorilla was there. He was pounding his big monkey chest. Big monkey chest.
Big gorilla chest.
But you then went in and saw the movie.
We went and saw the movie. Great movie, 10 out of 10. I loved the 90s scene they brought to it. The soundtrack was amazing. Storyline was good.
And it's based on Beast Wars.
Cool. Which are like the animal versions of the Transformers. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So they're pretty like much. There's like Autobot good ones and there's Decepticon.
I don't want to give too much away. But David loves Singapore. You know why?
Why?
Hot girls?
Nightclub.
But is David that much of a clubber? Like,
yeah, but that's what he like bases countries off.
Did you like
off.
The club?
I thought it was really fun. I thought it was really well set. I think it's crazy because when you go to a nightclub, there are shitty tables, right? You're always like, oh, that's a bad, I don't know. We need that. Every table was was in the party.
Okay, cool.
Which was like, which is rare to see that. Okay. And everybody just having fun. The stage was, the stage looked like it belonged in like a 50,000 square foot like building, but it was actually like not that big.
Right.
If that makes sense. Like stage was fucking incredible.
What was the club called?
Marquee. Yeah.
Was the music just like standard like EDM that they would play like in Vegas and stuff? Or no, was there
the,
any
the
like
music wasn't good.
Oh really? Was it like just boring house?
Remember Mykonos?
Yeah.
Remember the music they were playing? We're just like, oh my God, just play something else. That's what it was like the whole time.
It's that like kind of like scary island EDM.
Yeah.
Like a storm and like a ship is about to come crashing.
And you're looking at everybody who's like, oh, everybody like likes this music.
Yeah.
Because I feel like what a nightclub should do everywhere in every country is you take pop and you mix it in with house music. Like you got to like mix the, the world.
Last Friday night.
Yeah, you just mix it. So but like that, yeah. But overall, it was like a great ship. It was really fun.
Cool.
We had a good time. Remember the cruise?
Yeah.
How like it was so many shitty moments, but it made it so funny and fun with the group there. Like it just made it really
funny. That's great.
I felt like it was like some sort of mission trip with these people because it was such a random group.
It's more fun when things go wrong and there's like problems because you guys are like laughing about it.
Exactly. And like every trip, if nothing goes wrong, what is that? That's just a trip.
You should have popped a piece of gum in your mouth just to see what happened. Yeah. Fuck this shit up.
Right?
Mix it up.
But you did have to hide that vape. You really did. Or the most it would do is just like toss it out.
Were people smoking cigarettes though?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I had a feeling that would...
Yeah. Cigarettes were like very popular. Hmm. Very popular out there.
Yeah. Did you try any new food that you liked?
We went to this place called Dim Tai Fung.
Dim Tai Fung?
This place gave us all
Don't
fucking
Don't we have one of those here?
Yeah, no, Dim Tai Fung is like a really like a popular, they just have one in LA.
So one of the people in our group told us, they're like, we got to go to Dim Tai Fung. The one in LA is amazing. We're like, fuck it. We've never had it. Let's go. Let's go to Dim Tai Fung. We all went. We're sick. We all got sick.
Oh,
it was,
Marone.
Yeah, it was, It was not good at all.
Bummer.
At all. Yeah. It was the food. I hate to say this and I feel really bad, but the food was like not good. Every restaurant we went to, it was not good. We had to really push through the food. We drank a lot of water.
Good.
A lot of alcohol. I would say we definitely ingested more alcohol.
You drank your
than
calories.
Food. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I forgot. We went to Universal too.
Universal?
Yeah, that we were hung over the next day. We were like, we gotta go, let's go to Universal because they have the Transformers ride there, that, you know, just right. for like, you know, press and just have fun around, you know, Transformers. We went to Transformers and we were leaving. And of course, everybody had their own fuck up the entire trip. Somebody came up with an idea and we all did it. And we're all like, you fucked up, man. Everybody had a fuck up. My fuck up was, let's go on a roller coaster before we leave. Aww. Right? And we went on a roller coaster and it ruined our entire day.
Why?
Because you just don't go on a roller coaster when you're really hungover and sick and hot. Oh. It's just not a good combo.
Dim Tai Fung coming up?
No, Dim Tai Fung was right after that.
Oh, okay.
So that was Daniel's fuck up. He was the one that came up with Dim Tai Fung. Lexi was the one that came up with going the wrong exit out of the light show where we were lost for an hour and a half. It was really funny. We all had our own little mess ups.
Was there a ride or like anything at the Universal Studios Singapore place that like,
no,
there's not, a like, you know how like Paris has Ratatouille for like their Disney World and stuff.
Not like, that we noticed. Everything seemed pretty like, they had the Mummy Returns. They had all the same rides as the Universals here. And
yeah,
we didn't walk around much. We went to the Transformers roller coaster and then we were out. Really cute day. That was very wholesome. Minus the hangover part, but it was very wholesome.
Right.
I can't think of anything else that happened there that was, Matt, you would have loved this girl.
What?
There was this girl that we were at our table and this girl recognized Jake from TikTok.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, come to our table. And he goes to the table, they're talking. And all of a sudden that whole table ends up at our table. Right. And it's this girl. She's definitely the leader of the group. She looks like she's the one that calls the shots. Her friends better not fuck with her because you are out. She's that type of girl. Right. And And the, you know, she's just, she keeps on buying us bottles. These bottles are not fucking cheap, right? By the end, but like while they're at our table, maybe in 15 minutes, there were four bottles of 1942. Oh, each of costed probably $7,000.
Is she paying for it?
She's paying for it. She's paying for it. And then she buys two of those Ace of Spades champagne bottles.
You know what those fuckers cost? No.
I don't think I've ever even drank one of those things.
It depends on the club, but it's thousands and thousands.
Was she buying it because she could afford it? It was no problem? Or was she just trying to like impress you guys? Yes. And then it got to that point where you're like, yes, tone it down.
But it's funny. There a few people in our group, they were just like, that girl needs to go.
Yes.
But it was so funny because as they were doing that, I was like, if Matt was there, he would have been the first person to say that.
To say like, yeah, I'm sorry. This has been so nice, but... Cause I have a weird like just cringe about people who like are like over what's the word like indulge.
But it was also fine. It was also fine because like we're in another country and I'm sure it's like we're all excited, you know, to be
here.
But then
you can't shake that person off because they've invested in you. And they feel
it was kind of like that. And I don't want to talk about her anymore because she's
watching. Was she like Singapore royalty?
It was kind of right. So she like the whole time she was like, oh, I fly private jets everywhere all the time. Ugh. Oh, I'll buy you more Ace of Spades. No, I'll buy you more Ace of Spades. Like it was a lot of that. We were just like, no, you don't need to do that. Like, it's okay. Right, right. And it was a lot of that. This is another thing where I wish you were there. Like, I feel like you would have a lot more from your point of view. This was just my point of view. And all I got, and I know there's nothing else to say on that. And I'm sure everyone listening is like, what the fuck was the point of that story?
No, I would have been amused at the personality like that. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, God. I wish
she was buying your friendship.
Yeah, but it was like, God.
Oh, so you guys are just going to leave me here? What? I just bought all of these bottles.
You're like, yeah. It was like that.
Where are we going to next? Yes, let's keep this party going, guys. You know what? Hey,
you come back tomorrow. I'll buy you more Ace of Spades.
Yeah. I know. I know a club. No, I've already booked the table. Wait, what do you mean all you guys are leaving? I just told them I made a reservation with this party and mine. Right, gang? I know, but there's people, they mean well. They think that they're doing something good, but it's like you're putting the person in an awkward situation.
Yeah.
We're like, we have plans, or they have plans, whoever you're talking to, do something like that. Well, good. No, nice. I'm glad you culturally enriched yourself. Yes. You ran through some troubles here and there, but I'm glad that
I wouldn't even say
time.
There are troubles. I didn't want to just say, Singapore was fun. I didn't want to just get into detail and just like things that we were like minorly complaining about, which was really funny. We were all laughing about it. There was not one time where we were like, fuck this. We were just like laughing the whole time. And it was like really fun. We got to enjoy it.
Well, good.
It was like we got to enjoy this like experience together. We kind of like our European trip and our Italian trip. It's just like,
it's a bonding experience.
Yeah. And I always feel bad talking like just talking kind of shit about other countries and like our experience, like just different things. But I'm sure they have even worse experiences when they come to America that they have to deal with. So that's why I don't mind. You know, don't cancel me, please.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I was talking way too much and I don't even think that was entertaining.
Did you see Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney is the same as Harvey Weinstein's?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
It didn't turn out well for Harvey.
Is it because nobody wants to represent her? Is that the reason why?
And he's also probably a very highly desired attorney. If Harvey Weinstein had to pay the most money, hopefully for the best attorney, even though he didn't win.
Right, but the position of the attorney, like you are going, it's a kamikaze mission.
Yeah,
like they're you're going.
I love
into
that word. It just feels so good.
You're going into it like representing somebody who's a horrible person. You know, and you're trying to convince people that they're like what? What an awful job!
Isn't it crazy that every one of those people deserve to have someone represent them?
Right, right. Yeah, I
you know what I mean.
But like,
and then the lawyer has to deal with everybody. Like,
they want their money. Absolutely.
No, I understand that, but it that position, it must be so fucking stressful. I'm sure this guy is fine. He's representing Harvey Weinstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. But I'm just saying, in general, just a lawyer having to deal with that pressure of the public thinking that you're the worst person alive representing.
You're on the front line, like fighting for. It's like what?
It's like we all know. Like we all imagine the conversations happening in that room. He's just like, look, Ghislaine, you are a pedophile. We're gonna have to figure out how to represent you best. What is that? Like, I just don't like imagine.
It's unbelievable.
Imagine.
And then
I'd hate being a defense attorney, and then after I'd be like, I didn't mean any of that, guys, by the way. I was just getting paid.
You can't. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. Crazy. Oh my
God.
But
like, do people really like hold that against like attorneys if they had to represent somebody and that obviously it lost and it was a person who was found guilty? Are they really like
it's crazy, like they go into it obviously if they win. You know what I mean? Like, it's a good thing. But, like, you just did a fucked up thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what a terrible predicament to be in.
It's all about framing the argument.
The thing is that the system will never let that happen. Ghislaine Maxwell proven innocent. There's just no way they would, like, allow that to happen, right? Especially since everything's already, like, kind of set up.
It wouldn't surprise me if it, like, I'd just be like, go figure.
I want to see the
They're
book.
probably going to paint her like she was the victim. Like he
right.
like he groomed her.
Yeah, like Jeffrey, because like Jeffrey was like the one who held all the information and everything. He had information on her that she was holding against him. It's also there was shit about like her dad and like her whole family, and like someone tried to like blackmail her dad a long time ago and she knew information. I think all that's going to get tied into the argument.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole thing.
Is this something we're going to be able to follow, or is this a completely private like trial?
I think it's definitely not a photograph one, and I think it's like a drawing one. I'm pretty sure, because I even think Ghislaine Maxwell was like in court, and like someone, the person who's like the, what do you call them, like the cartoonist,
yeah,
which is already the most bizarre thing that we still
why do we still do that? That's insane.
I don't know.
And it looks like Matt's shirt, like it always goes out.
The faces is all fucking like it doesn't even look right.
But apparently the sketch artist was in the court like illustrating Ghislaine, and then Ghislaine sketched the person back to her.
Oh.
I would sketch her with like
look,
just
look,
horns.
She Ghislaine Maxwell makes drawings of the court artist during the trial.
That's crazy.
That's a sign of that's a sign of crazy.
Yeah, you know she's done wrong.
So wait, was that what it was before cameras were invented? Was their only means of being like this?
I'm sure, but
I think so.
And they just like kept it?
I think it all depends on like the, yes, probably that's how it originally started. And then I think certain courts have just certain laws where they allow the press and then some they don't.
He's like, he's looking at Ghislaine, he's like, lean your head a bit.
He's like,
I mean, it's pretty crazy that they can do those drawings like in the middle of this.
Support the artists.
It's either take a picture or don't take a picture. It doesn't make sense, the fucking drawing.
It's so much
easier. Why do we need to do that?
They should just take a picture and then color on top of it. That's what I would do.
Yeah. Can they bring at least an iPad in? You just imagine you're so lazy, you just take a picture and then you're just like, I'm gonna trace this later.
Honestly, that's probably what they like do now.
You think so?
Probably.
I mean, she brought her whole color set like into this. She brought her pastels in. That is a great, great illustration.
It's so funny that she drew her drawing her. Like you can see that. That's wild.
You know this sick freak, if she was proven innocent, this is some shit she would hang up on her wall. This like drawing as a joke, just like put it in her bedroom.
Have you seen the videos of the kids who've like trespassed onto Jeffrey Epstein's island?
Yeah.
And then like gone up to that weird strike.
Wait,
box
really?
Shrine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I thought that was like bordered up, like secured.
No,
I
didn't think you could just swim right up and then they like
you
trespass
could get
it.
On that island?
Yeah. Like, well, yeah, you can. There's security that's still on it, and the kid gets chased, but he goes up to that weird
blue and white stripe with the
no
gold.
Way.
Yeah.
Wait, that's a YouTube video?
Yes.
I'm just waiting for Sam and Colby.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Wait, that's insane they got that. Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's good. Are they going to fake? I mean, who's going to like prosecute them?
Did you see that Ellen's backdrop on her
I
talk
know.
Show?
Yeah.
Is exactly the same.
Epstein Island.
Everybody is just filthy.
Well, you know what's really filthy. Bizarre is all the pedophile logos that are on everything in Hollywood and different, like, bro, it's insane.
Get me Altifia.
Like
that,
what?
That little pedophile symbol.
What's the pedophile symbol?
Pedophile symbol.
I would say Google it, but.
Yeah, careful. Spell it wrong.
No, that's even worse. That means they'll probably flag
they
that.
They have their little symbols for
Wait,
everything.
Isn't that on Roxy?
That is no, like the Roxy logo.
That's the Roxy logo.
No, it's the little triangle squiggling inside. There's like different ones for I guess whatever their preferences are.
Matt, tell me that's not Astronauts Wanted logo.
It does look very similar to that.
Huh.
But yeah, if you look into some stuff, there's a lot of that symbol reoccurring.
Oh, I'm pretty sure my mom has that earring, the triangle one.
That looks like something out of like Zelda.
Oh, yeah.
It's just weird. It's
weird. I guess. But like what's strange is that like I'm sure a lot of people don't know that symbol. Like I didn't know
a lot of people don't, but it's bizarre. Huh. I don't know. I don't want to get too into it, but if you, it's on Disney's It's a Small World, right? It's just like it's strange. Look into it if you're interested.
No, I'm not interested in that type of shit. Thanks,
see. To see what's going on out there. It's a sick world. Some sick people.
You have anything? What's going on in your life?
Oh, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, I'll be working, getting back to teaching. But it's called Down for Dance, and it's kids with Down syndrome.
Aww.
Why is that funny?
Matt.
No, what's funny is, what was funny is like right when you said Down for Dance, and I'm like, in my head, I go, kids for Down syndrome, in my brain, as like a dark joke. And then you go, it's for Down syndrome. Oh, that's awesome.
Matthew.
Anyway, so I'll let you know how that goes.
That's really cute. Is it for free or are you getting?
No, it's volunteer. It's free.
How many hours?
I don't know yet. Probably just one class a week.
Oh, thank God. You know, this is too long.
But they have performances throughout the year.
You train them on?
Compete and put on shows. And
Wait, that's funny. That's funny. That is funny. Okay. No.
Is it something that you can say publicly where you're going to teach?
Somewhere in North Hollywood. They have different locations. They rent studio space at different studios around LA.
Oh, okay.
So they'll say, hey, we need you at the North Hollywood location. Hey, we need you in the Hollywood location. So
that's really cute, Mariah.
Wherever they need me.
When do you start that?
I want you guys to come to a show if I get to choreograph
awesome.
A hip hop piece.
Oh, absolutely. Them. Maybe you can even put Matt in one of the dances.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
they're gonna love you though. You're really good with special needs kids.
Thank you.
Damn, I forgot my name.
She used to be obsessed with them when she was younger.
I did. I had like a fetish. My mom said.
Really?
For special needs children?
When I was a baby, she said when I saw anybody with special needs, I would run, beeline for them and just start hanging out and talking.
Wow.
My mom said that was my, so she always thought that I would work with people with special needs.
Oh.
So.
Hey, damn, that's really cute. That's really cute.
At your public school, kids who were in like, in our school, it was called applied academics, the kids who did have like mental disabilities or like physically like handicapped.
That shit was mixed in.
Oh, it was mixed in, full immersion.
Wait, they mixed it in?
Not like
some, but a lot of schools
depending on like the severity, but they would all be in the school at the same time. You remember Gerson? Gerson was the coolest dude.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a program. His name is Gerson.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know why. Like me and this kid just like hit it off. Like, I would always see him. I think I helped him in like some sort of class, like a best buddies type thing. And like, we'd just been like friends throughout.
It was just like a hangout type class. You pretty much hang out with him.
Yeah. But he was in one of the motorized wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what he had, but he was nonverbal. And he would, we would always see each other like passing around. But he would roll around on his motorized wheelchair. And like, I'd see him, we'd be like, yo, Gerson. And he'd be like all excited. And then if he saw me before I saw him, he would run up on me with his wheelchair and he would ram the back of my feet, like run up the back of my legs. And he thought it was the funniest shit. Yo, that's funny. Be so excited. Like he would hit me at least like once a week in the hall. But yo, Gerson was the man. I loved that kid.
And you did it back to him, right?
Hell yeah.
Walk around. Slash his tires.
Gotcha, man. throw a stick in between them.
That's a good movie. Like two best friends, best buddies.
That's a good.
The Rook, or what was it?
That's a good, like, animated movie. Yeah. That's cute.
That what was that movie with Johnny Knoxville and he faked that he was mentally challenged?
That is a. Imagine that movie coming out today. Fucking insane.
Yeah.
But man, that was a great movie. Great movie.
When the fuck did we get ice cream?
Yeah, when the fuck did we get ice cream?
I'm not going to lie. He did an amazing job. I think he really, like, I don't think he was trying to be like, I think when he did the role, I don't think he was like laughing at it. I think he took it really seriously.
Yeah, he did an amazing job bringing attention to the.
Did everybody in the movie have special needs though?
It was half and half. There were some actors that did have it. Like there was a actor who had actual Down syndrome who was like, right. "You scratched my CD in broad daylight." But the guy who was like, "When the fuck did we get ice cream?" That guy's an actor.
Oh
yeah, and then yeah.
Damn, the best lines were from people with actual special needs in the movie.
You picked up my CD
in, I think it was called Special Ed in elementary school, but I was also in it.
That's amazing, Mariah.
Go on.
I needed help.
And you were not the top of your class, I'm guessing?
It really was a different time. Nobody was diagnosed. There wasn't anxiety. There wasn't ADHD. It was just like, you are not as good.
Everybody else is like, there's something wrong with you.
No. She's just like, you need extra help.
Yeah, we did have two classes. There was, applied academics who were like kids who were more like, how did I say, like severely like mentally disabled. And then there was like another one who I think were kids who needed more like, who were learning at a different pace. But
yeah, that was me.
Reading and math help. I know what it's called and I can't think of it, but anyway.
Intensive. I was like everything but math I needed intensive in. I was very intensive in.
It was intense.
I needed a lot of help.
I'm just picturing Mariah thinking she was in Best Buddies, like she was helping them, but it was her. Like, yeah, there's a lot of them and they come to me.
Oh my God. One time I was thrown in AP psychology. You should have seen me in that class. You should have seen
like,
me
in a class that's out of your like element. Like
they were dissecting you. Bro,
I think I was the one they were learning about.
Yeah. That was the only reason they put you in that class. They had to pick somebody to like dissect.
I couldn't believe it.
Those
AP classes were tough.
AP psych, I loved. I got like a 4 or 5 on that. I had the best teacher. She was amazing.
That's awesome.
Oh, speaking of teachers, I sent that TikTok I sent you of the teacher. I can't believe teachers are able to record them like talking to students in the class and upload it on TikTok. The whole like just
no phones regardless.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy, right? It is
them
weird.
Them propping up the phone during a lesson. I understand you're trying to inspire other teachers, but that is
there's something about it that doesn't feel right.
Just don't do it.
Because it's
I think they have to like put in permission slips and they go to the parents and ask for their like approval. Obviously don't show the kids, but I do think it's weird like filming yourself.
No,
as a teacher
the one I sent Mariah, a teacher was scolding the whole class.
Yelling at them?
No, scolding them. She was telling them that.
Pretty sure that's the same thing. But
scolding and yelling is I don't think that's
like
the
same.
Like
you're scolding somebody. You're telling them off.
Like
you said yelling.
Yeah, but like it's okay. So
yelling and scolding to me is like you can't do that. You can't do that. That's
it's more like
I guess like a very heated talk. Like scolding. I do something wrong?
You said yelling though. I want to make sure that the teacher was not yelling at the kids. Like she was scolding them about none of them turning in any of their work
from the day before. Disciplining them.
Yeah, disciplining. That's a better word. Disciplining them, and she was disciplining the students, and it was all. Like that's posted on TikTok. And I was like, that's really strange that you can like do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's different ones. There's like positive ones that I've seen, but that one was a pretty, like, I would be, if that my kid was in that class and I saw that, I wouldn't be like very happy about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Did you see that one teacher that told all the kids like to put their phones away? Nobody could have their phone out. And she goes, all right, guys, lock the door. And then she would have two students fight in the middle of class.
No. What? And
somebody snuck a video underneath the table and it's recording the teacher being like, keep it down. Nobody makes a word. You can't scream. You
I
can't
don't,
be loud.
I have
She's
to,
like, lock the doors, be on the lookout. And is having kids duke it out in the middle of the classroom.
There's no way.
Insane.
There's no way. She knows what she did.
You have to see the video.
She looks like a student.
Yeah, that's a young teacher. How old are these kids?
Like middle school.
Oh my God, this is in Mesquite, Texas. Good grief.
Yeah, it was a substitute teacher that came in and was having them fight.
She was a substitute.
That's insane.
Crazy.
Is that Mike Ducey? No, it's Steve Eager. It's
among her students. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Hayes.
And I'm Steve Eager. It's 9 o'clock. Video recorded inside the classroom at Kimbrough Middle School shows two fights between students. Police say 24-year-old Natalie Garcia encouraged both. She's now been fired from Mesquite ISD. And
nice going, Natalie.
Oh, man, but they didn't play the audio.
L's.
Look it up after, but like the audio of her like saying, keep it down, no phones out. And then, like, telling them to, like, lock and watch the door. It's unbelievable.
Oh, what a sick girl.
How does that come about?
I don't know. Not a great hiring process for the substitute
it's
teachers,
like
that's
School
for sure.
It's School of Rock, but Royal Rumble.
I just don't even understand how that conversation
the teacher
even...
is The Rock.
I don't even understand how that conversation even gets started. Like,
all right, guys, we're not going to be taking a test today. Does anybody in here not like each other? Do we want to...
Look at her. It's like she's done... Like, she does this all the time.
She thought she did something.
She thought she ate.
She thought she was getting through to the students. She thought she was having like a Freedom Riders like situation.
We're to do this in an unconventional way.
She was like, oh, yeah, I handle things a little in the hard way in my classroom. Yeah, a little bit of tough love.
She thought she was doing something.
I'm not like other teachers. Yeah, we know.
That is wild. You know that the other kids walked out of the classroom like, you would not believe what
I would.
She thought none of these kids were going to tell.
I wouldn't believe my kid if my kid told me that. I'd be like, no, there's no way. I don't believe that.
That's insane.
I bet she's, a little bit off.
I thought I've seen it all in classrooms. Yeah. I really thought I've seen it all. That's wild. Dude, public schools these days, I don't even know if I want to put my kids in a fucking school.
I'm not.
It's insane.
You know, it's such a funny feeling. This is for my teachers out there.
Oh, yeah, but you teachers are, outside of her, outside of Natalie.
If you're not a teacher, keep scrolling. when a student calls you mom, it's hard to, like, not embarrass them and react because they get immediately embarrassed. But, like, I kind of make a face. I'm like, you're doing something right. Like, I used to get mom, and I just play it off like nothing happened. And, like, the older kids, older, like, 7 and up, like, they get so embarrassed because everyone makes fun of them for saying it. So I don't want to be like, what did you say? Like, I don't want to egg it on, but it is like a funny feeling.
I think, what do you say back to like, make it not embarrassing for the kid?
I just, they
ignore it.
Yeah. They say mom and then they ask a question. I just answer the question.
Oh, you see, I would have been like, now everyone call me mom.
God, I had an English teacher, Miss Brown, and she would do a thing like if you were talking and you said, but... She was being funny, but I hated the embarrassment. You'd be like talking like in front of the class or whatever, you say but. She'd be like, huh, you said but. And the class would erupt in laughter. But it was like, you're the teacher here. And your face would go instantly red. And it's like, I just said but. Like, you're the one who's making the damn joke. And you're embarrassing me in front of the class. I hated
you
that.
You know these teachers, they're not funny in real life, but they get laughs from kids. So they save it for that. They save their shitty ass jokes for the classroom. Oh, come on.
You said but. And she thought she was a comedian.
Can I use a bathroom?
I don't know. Can you?
Oh.
May I use the restroom?
Mm-mm.
Man, I'm moving tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw you packing stuff.
Yep, I'm all packed up. Gosh, I booked I thought I was moving today. I had everything all ready to go, and then I was going to bed, and then I go, it's just strange that the moving company didn't reach out to me today. Because usually when you book a moving company, you get a call or a text just going, we good for tomorrow? Because I can't imagine what moving companies go into with some situations. Yeah. Like, some people, like, book movers, and they just don't fucking pack.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm always thinking of the movers, like, in my mind.
There has to be a rule, right? Like, there has to be a certain amount packed. Yes. Before movers come in, that's a thing, right?
Yeah, no, they can come in and go. You can buy a pack and move, but most of the time, like, you should pack your stuff in boxes to make the move.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just respectable. Yeah, I think that's just respect, right?
Oh, yeah, because can you imagine just you're a mover and you show up to someone's house and it's just
everywhere. Well,
if you want to pay like big money, you can literally just leave it exactly how you have it and just be like, I need it.
But imagine the nightmare that's going to be. Like, they're just packing everything.
I need to know where my shit is.
The thing is, they probably do a better job packing up a house than a normal person would. Because they're very meticulous in the way that they do what they do.
Mm-hmm. But imagine just having a crazy person who's just like, oh, don't touch that. That's actually like my mom's china. And then you're like, okay,
when they would pack it themselves.
Right.
They wouldn't
even. But like, yeah, But anyway, so I thought like I had booked it. And because when I sent them the email, it was just like, okay, we're booked for the 31st. And I saw that and was like, great. But I didn't read the second line. It was like, it said we're fully booked. We're coming on the 1st. And I didn't realize that until like... Right when I was going.
You want to know the one positive thing about him moving out? The village. Gone.
Gone.
Gone. Yeah. In my garage.
Never again.
Spotless. Spotless.
I don't even think I'm going to be doing a Halloween village this year. Because like the wedding, I think, because my wedding's in October. I don't even want to be thinking about that stuff. Like,
for sure.
It's just so nice. Like when you do move, just getting rid of all your shit. It's crazy how much shit we just own. Mm-hmm. And then you realize you have all this stuff in a box that you didn't even touch for 1 or 2 years. Like, just then why do I own what's in that box, right?
Exactly.
So sometimes it's like, it's cleansing to move, and I'm really excited about that.
How much shit do you get rid of? Like the percentage of shit you get rid of when you move every time?
We're both pretty good at it, right? The stuff we get rid of. We get rid of things throughout the year, not just when we move.
Got it.
So like, it's like spring cleaning. Like we'll do spring cleaning, but every season.
Yeah, we'll just like clean out stuff that we're like, okay.
We call them yeses and nos.
It's like Marie Kondo. Does it spark joy? Yeah, does it not? And then if it doesn't,
like, immediate answer. Like no second guessing.
Like we'll like randomly do a drawer and just be like, shit in a drawer. Do we need it? No.
Toss That's good.
It. Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to that last moment of... just looking around.
I'm coming.
Yeah. Just taking that final just look around the spot. Yeah. It was just
your hands on the door.
Yeah. The thing was, yesterday I was like this is my last shower. This is my last night in bed. And I realized so I had a whole extra day. And it's, but it is weird when you have like your final moments of your things. Yeah. I don't know what's strange about it.
You're like in the doorway, you press the doorbell.
Like, just to hear and it's just like
a little laugh.
Heath and I have a good moving hack.
What is that?
Which I'm sure people have done. But when we move our clothes, we keep everything on the hangers. Oh, and we use the brooms. We hang everything on the brooms and we walk out together and just like set it up in the car, like in between the seats. So it's still hanging.
Oh.
That way when you go into your new spot, you just take the broom on either end.
And they're still in the hanger.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, okay. I do the movers have boxes that have like the little.
I just learned about that.
Yeah, I have 2 or 3 of them coming tomorrow. Yeah,
but the thing is that the boxes are only this wide, so you get everything, and then you have to toss everything in the bottom of the box.
That's not gonna work.
Yeah, it's horrible, horrible.
I don't know why though. I'm like having anxiety, not debilitating anxiety, but it's just a weird thing when someone just has to come and like move your shit. Yeah. There's something so embarrassing about it. Yeah. I guess where you're just like, oh, sorry, this is it. Yeah,
the whole time too, because you
feel helpless.
Yes.
Like I know they're doing their job and this is like what they're used to, but you're just where else do you stand but like up their ass?
Yeah.
You know?
And you don't want to be like sitting in a corner because that's just rude.
Yeah. You feel like
you don't want to be on your phone. Like,
so you know what I'm gonna do next time? I'm just gonna go to all of them as a group. I'm gonna be like, where would you like me?
Yeah.
Throughout this problem. Would you like me to help you guys out or just leave you the fuck alone? And I think they would answer pretty honestly if I asked that.
I think just Zane in the back.
No, I feel like I try to be definitely out of the way as much as possible. But I do like, as soon as they ask a question, I'm just there to like, because I feel like they always have questions when they're like,
always offer them drinks, food, something, whatever.
I'm always so curious how people move like across the country. Do you have to pay for that driver? Like for them to stay in a hotel room every night?
I have always wondered that.
I didn't even think about that.
Well, depending, like if you do like your own U-Haul or whatever it is, a lot of people going cross country will do like a pod.
Oh, which you buy one of those huge ship it up things. And then they just take that out with
them. Yeah, you get like your own shipping container.
And people drive themselves, I think most of the time, because drivers are expensive.
Like pods, they move it themselves.
Yeah, my brother did like one of the driving U-Hauls.
Yeah.
And then you'll like tow your car behind it.
Is that expensive to like have a U-Haul and you like driving across the...
It depends on how many miles you're taking.
That's where they get
you. It's like a rental car, I guess. Like,
and then could you stuff your car with stuff and then ship your car over?
That's what we did.
When I moved here.
Oh.
We stuffed it to the brim.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're not really supposed to, but.
Ooh, but that shit, hot, stanky. You open that car, because that's been just in the sun. Boy.
Yeah, bad. Yo, I can't stand that U-Haul's like, it's $19.99 on the side of the truck, and then you go into it anticipating it to be that. But dude, it ends up being like $150 every time.
Yeah.
Like there's so many.
Yeah, they do. They get you with that price tag and then they're giving you some trivia on the side.
Oh, wait. $19.99 for.
Every U-Haul truck, like when you drive by and look at it, it's like $19.99 on the side.
A day. It's like $20 a day.
He's talking price.
No, no, I know. $19.99 a day, but it's not that a day.
No, it's so expensive. It always ends up being more.
You pay for your own gas, right?
It's like Flying Spirit.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be $20. However, you have to pay for X, Y, and Z.
You pay for the mileage. You pay for everything.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't put the it's like a rental car, if you don't fill the car up with gas, they charge you like $15 a gallon.
So it's good to always fill up the gas before you return it.
And then you still go to that damn gas station right near the airport and the prices are freaking high. Yeah, you're like, damn
it. They know what they're doing.
You mostly just want to fill it up just to get it to the point where like it looks full. Mm-hmm. You know, like
maybe slouching at a different angle looks full.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Our local mayor in Plantation was arrested.
Yep.
The mayor, the current mayor was arrested.
The city where we're from.
Doing what?
Some sort of
fraud?
Some fraud where apparently it was like approving some sort of like building codes or something like that.
Oh yeah.
But it was a couple different charges that she got.
Ooh,
white. One of them was a felony.
I meant white collar crime. I wasn't trying to like, sorry, I didn't finish. I just said white. And then I was about to go like white collar crime.
She was white.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even better.
White. What's her name? I think it was like Lynn something.
Her daughter's a fan. She's like
Lynn Stone.
Oh, she's an ex-plantation mayor. She's not.
Oh,
is she ex-plantation mayor
now?
As of today,
she was arrested accused of urging employee to favor developer. Okay, so like some insider trading shit.
And I was saying, is this like, what was she developing? Was she developing like a shelter home? Like you got to do some bad to do some good. You know what I mean? Or was it some shady shit?
Right.
Was she building another government building?
Tempted to coerce, trick, persuade, or otherwise influence Ezzedine to do her a favor.
Mm. You see, Elizabeth Holmes is now starting her prison sentence.
Now she is?
Yeah.
I thought like she was in prison already.
No, she's. I don't know if she's like been in custody, but like, where she was the whole serving time? Her. Well, she was like on trial and all that stuff.
I know, but where did she?
She went and got married, and then I think like had a baby. Like
the whole, throughout this,
the time where she was like charged, Elizabeth Holmes was the founder of Theranos, which was a huge tech, biotech company that she basically was telling the world and raised tons of money. She became, at one point, Forbes, the wealthiest self-made billionaire woman ever, but the product wasn't real. She basically said all she wanted was that a prick of blood you'd be able to do like at a CVS and would tell you everything that was wrong with you. It was basically just what they say, a pipe dream of
it was just a lie.
And she raised all this money, and then they found out that it was fraud, and they made a huge HBO documentary about it. She's a creepy, weird, interesting woman. And she's going to be serving 11 and a quarter years of prison time.
And she and Balwani were charged $452 million to the victims.
So if you can't post your own like bond, bail, whatever, does that time that you do while you're dealing with all this in jail, does that count towards your sentence?
I don't know.
Well, a lot of people don't have the money to get bailed out or anybody that
that's
can
like
help
when
them.
You're in jail, but when you have to go to prison.
No, I know, but like you have to wait for your court case.
I don't know.
But if
I think she was a, for like a white collar crime like that, she's not, she committed a violent crime. I think it all depends on.
Right. But some people don't have the money to be bailed out. So you're in holding until then. So it could be up to a year. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
You think they just put her in like a jail though?
I'm just saying in general, not specifically her. Like, does that time that you do go towards your sentence if you end up getting?
Oh, I don't know. That a good question though.
It all depends. I wonder if she'll fully serve the 11 years. But that's crazy, man. Well, I mean, it all makes kind of sense, but I think it's just wild. Like, you go and have a baby, and then you're like, see ya in 11 years. Like,
you think you could survive in prison?
No.
A white collar crime prison?
Oh, they would tear my ass up. Look at me.
I don't think she's going to be going to, like, what would you say?
Camera just goes low.
Tear my ass up. Tear my ass up.
Tear that big booty up. Got that soap.
You think you're going to do it?
No. Oh my God, I'd die. I would actually die. Because if you're weak, like they see when you're weak in prison, that's when they.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be weak. What, you think I'm going to try to claim my territory in prison? Absolutely not. No, I'll be hiding in the corner until somebody fucking kills me.
Would you come visit me if I was in jail?
What would we be in jail for?
I don't know.
I know you'd be in jail for.
I'd still visit.
Tax evasion.
I'd still visit you. I would.
Just if Matt were to commit a crime where he'd have to go to prison, what crime would that be?
We have a jail podcast with Zayd. We tap in with you. Tax evasion.
If Matt had to go to prison for a crime that he committed, what crime would have that been?
Probably because I knew something and I didn't tell people.
Do you go to prison for that?
I don't know. Yeah.
Like if you know about like a crime, like a murder, and you don't say anything, you're an accomplice. No.
Even though, Matt the Rat goes to jail because he didn't tell people.
The thing is that you would rat though. You wouldn't keep that to yourself. You think you would? I don't think you'd keep something like that to yourself. You'd be like really scared to.
I'm trying to think about
if the moment came that you could speak up, you would.
I feel like I would like I accidentally stole something. I didn't realize that it was like worth something.
I'd see you going to jail for like insider trading.
Insider trading?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
For sure.
Like maybe. You get tipped off about something. You're like, all right.
And then buy the stock.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that is true.
I already see the face when he finds out.
I was about to buy some like property and I was like really excited about it. And then like my brother like looked into the people who like were selling me the property and they all had like insider trading. And I was like, oop. I'm glad I didn't do it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was so close. I was like, for sure, I'm about to buy this huge plot of land.
But what was wrong? Like, they were just arrested for insider trading?
Yeah. Like, the guy who, like, owned the land company. The guy who, the kid who I was talking to, who was, like, my age.
Is that bad that...
And he, like, comes from, like, a wealthy family in, like, Alabama or whatever. And then he was, like, pitching me on, like, why I should buy this land. And I'm like, seems like a good investment. I had already heard about some friends who did it. But it wasn't... But just the people I was about to be interacting with and like giving my money were people that had like served time for like insider trading.
How do you get arrested for insider trading if they don't have any evidence like through text?
They will search through all of your shit and they can find it. They can't find it.
Like what if somebody in person tells me like, hey, you should get this stock.
Usually with insider trading, it happens with like a group of people. It's not just like one person. It's a whole, when they realize that all of these like 10, 12 individuals all benefited from this stock and they invested right at this time and they realize that they're friends and connected with this person.
It's who like a, works like a family tree that they'll like basically.
Got
yeah,
it.
Like a group project.
And usually one of them rats out to get a lesser sentence and then like it all
ooh,
comes.
There it is, baby. That's it. It and that's one, when that comes
it
in.
It takes one rat to bring them all down.
I would, I don't know.
Okay, so the best way to inside trade is to tell one person, right? So, sure. Because the more people you tell,
best way for bigger, insider trading and you is like, just to follow Nancy Pelosi's stocks.
Yeah. You just like point at like a list of different stocks. You're like,
yeah.
Like a baseball catcher. Oh, it's actually the pitcher.
At a baseball game, though, like if just so
baseball's actually notorious for cheating, and they're actually saying like,
oh, with the sticky stuff,
the sticky shut stuff. It. There's all these like signals and stuff.
I just feel like the pitcher should be like, I'm telling you what I'm going to throw.
Well,
but how he's
it's the them agreeing.
The batter,
it's them agreeing.
The batter seeing the pitcher though. He'll see catcher, what he's about to do.
The catcher isn't making the decision. He just says one, two, three, whatever the signals are.
Because he's going
like,
no.
The pitcher knows what he's going to throw. Mm. He's just waiting for him to guess it correctly.
Really? That's how they do?
Yeah, because they do. Yeah, no, yeah. Because also each batter is different. So if they play a team, multiple times they know the batter and how they swing.
Got it. You see, I'd be silly. I'd be like,
it's funny when you see like the third base coach doing different symbols and you're like, what the frig was that? Like, it's like,
my sign would be like this.
You can really do whatever you want. That's so funny. I bet the Savannah Bananas do something absurd.
Yeah. But like props to that. Pitcher, because I can't see the look at that guy. I can't tell how many fingers it is.
That's a tough like fucking position. And
I mean, it's all like white pants.
I remember when I played soccer when I was little, and there's times where they had me as the goalie. Scariest fucking position, like having to because every time I'd miss it, obviously I would never get the ball. Ever. the only time I'd actually block it is if it hit my leg. Like I didn't
it's
move.
Like it's like pitching and kickball. Get me out of there.
I always just feel bad for the goalie. I'm like, is the rest of the team nice to him when he goes to the locker room? He's like, sorry guys. Missed a couple out there.
They're
like,
right by me.
Oh yeah. I don't know what would be worse, like being a soccer goalie or a hockey goalie. Because hockey goalie, you can't see fucking shit. And they're like out there just like
they look like Transformers.
Yeah. I always thought they had big people as goalies, but it's just their outfit.
Their outfit.
Yeah, it does look like they're like the chunky dude on the team. But it's just
because, and you know where I got that from? D2. Okay. Almighty Ducks.
Okay.
The Almighty. I'm fucking killing it today.
I don't get how Bruce they Almighty. See that thin puck coming at
absolutely not.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
And then knowing that you're at some point you're gonna miss it, you're gonna have a lost tooth. Mm-hmm. Lost tooth.
Yo, it's crazy the shit they deal with though. And then just bounce right back.
Yeah.
Just taking like a stick to the face, lose all of their front teeth, and then they still keep playing.
And you know it hurt. It hurts more because it's cold.
Yeah.
It hurts just a little bit more.
It's that extra sting.
Yeah.
Dude, can you believe the Panthers are going to the cup? First time since like 97.
You're talking to me like I fucking know anything about hockey.
That's awesome. The Dallas Stars were so close. We were so close. It's the Las Vegas Knights.
Wow.
Are going. Dallas Stars, we were down to like game six. I mean,
fuck. Wait, are we talking about hockey?
Yeah.
You both know this? I didn't know you.
I follow the Dallas Stars.
You watch hockey?
If it gets down to like the final cup, that's when I start paying attention to it.
God, I feel like a loser.
Yeah.
Should I be following my like city's teams?
A little bit. It's fun to root for it. LA, it's so boring. When teams went out in LA, we're like, oh, cool. Another day.
Yeah.
There was like a statistic that was about the Panthers. I forget what it was, but it was basically like Tom Brady hadn't even thrown his first football pass like professionally since they've been to the cup. Like it was just like a whole bunch of like statistics like to show like how long it's been since the Panthers have been in the Stanley Cup.
You said 97?
Yeah, 97, I believe. The Heat are down to it, right?
Did they beat the Celtics? Look at me.
Yeah.
Well, look at it. We're one of our sports podcasts. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Watch out, Barstool.
God, I love my.
Oh, my God. That's my pediatric.
Look at it.
Wait, hey! Zane, that's your pediatric, Zane?
This is just.
Yeah. That used to be mine.
Oh, shit. That is Miami.
This is only winning the playoffs. We haven't even
won. Oh, yeah. This is just the Eastern Conference champions.
Damn. Look at us go, baby. That's Florida right there. Let's go. Oh,
like, it is not that. Bro, how do you care?
Bro, just trash, dog. Ah. Trash.
It is so, there's something so wholesome about it. We are the trashiest people, though.
I know.
Like, sports bringing people together.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You happy we won? Yeah, I'm happy we won.
Look at us singing at it. Let's go. Let's go.
All laws go out the window.
Yeah.
Even the cops.
It's so stupid.
Wait, and where are they? They're not even outside of the stadium. They're just in the middle of fucking
Palm Beach. Or
I love those news. Just broadcasting.
I think it's great that there's still like news. Like there's still news on TV, like in that form. I feel I'm surprised it's just not changed.
I just think it's still crazy that they send people out to like shitty situations. Like go stand in front of this flash flood.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's a hurricane about, like a tornado about to hit.
Just send a drone.
There's a bank getting shot up. Get in there.
Yeah.
What?
That'd be a pretty exciting job, though. Imagine.
Yo, but my favorite is them getting busted trying to make it look worse than it is.
Oh, right. They'll like say the flood is severe and you'll just see somebody just going by on like a paddleboard.
Oh, we almost had, we had half a tragedy. Everybody's okay.
Half a tragedy.
But Fiona, the black chicken,
mm-hmm.
attacked by a hawk. But she kicked, actually Jordan kicked its ass.
Yeah?
Jordan heard the screams, jumped headfirst out his window.
Out the window.
What?
Jordan, I can picture you just like, get out of here. Get out of here.
Jordan actually told me that he replaced the chicken with himself and then he got flown by the hawk.
But yeah, a hawk reached down, grabbed her, was on her back and dragging her until Jordan jumped out.
Fiona!
We almost lost another one. Fifi!
I can't.
Well, at that, if the hawk did kill her, would you hold yourselves like a cannibal at that point?
At that,
like,
they would be locked up. Like for
the chickens?
Yeah, they'd have to stay.
Yeah,
in their
we did lock them up for like a couple days. Now they can only go out if we're supervising them.
Okay.
They've got their.
Could you put out like a decoy hawk that like they know is fake, but like if a hawk came in, they'd be like
they make chicken cages that they can just walk around in.
The ball?
Yeah, it's the ball. Yeah. I mean, it's like people they put spikes on their chihuahua so they don't get picked up.
Is it like a big ball?
It's like a hamster. It's that.
Oh, no.
But they're free. Until a leg goes
through that.
Yeah, that does like that does seem a little dangerous.
That just seems like, I don't sab.
I'd rather them trip over their own feet than get eaten alive.
It looks like they're about to go zorbing.
It's fusion friends.
The egg box is like cage free. Cage. You're walking around with a cage.
She's all right though.
Is she like traumatized?
She was at first because she was very attached to Jordan, right? Like Jordan mm-hmm. was able to hold her. Like she would just get into a position where she would want to get picked up, which was so cute. Because when they're in like nasty moods, you feel like they don't really know that you're their owner and they don't really connect with you. But when a tragedy happens, I'll tell mm-hmm. you what.
It really brings everybody together. Mm.
You know what I didn't know till recently? All the chicken that you eat is all female chickens.
Really?
Oh, well, yeah, because male is roosters, no?
Right, but it's still a chicken.
Yeah. Like, but don't they like
chicken wings? Like,
but I feel like that's how they control, like, all the beef we eat is like female cows, because, like, that's bulls. So, yeah, they. Right? Like, most what? Cows are female.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, because the milk.
M-E-L-K.
So they use just the sperm of males just to create more females to, yeah.
So interesting. I just like never like thought. Myself.
I can't believe that like never went in my head. They have milks have cat or cows have fucking milk M-E-L-K. In their udders.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like a bunch of females out there.
And that's why I was in intensive all my entire school year life.
They don't teach you this shit though.
They don't. I didn't know that. I would have remembered that if I got taught that in school. I would have. And I'm sure in those fucking kindergarten books, Moo Moo the Cow, I'm sure there were boy fucking cows.
Yes.
In those fucking books. I know that and I'll find it. They never. God, they suck. Not teachers. The system. The system.
I saw a moose in Colorado Oh my gosh, they're such majestic creatures. They're huge.
Huge.
We were just walking on a trail. Look to the left. There was one just like sunbathing, hanging out.
A moose is as tall as this roof.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. Yeah, with the antlers though, right? Or the body.
The head. Dude, look at how tall a moose is.
Yeah, that's like how tall a human is. That's how big they can get.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's like unbelievable.
Look at it compared to that car.
It's like a T-Rex.
I didn't realize how felty their antlers are, though. It's like felt. Soft. It's soft. Like, I thought it was like hard like a deer.
Oh, I thought it was like bone.
No, look, like if you can kind of see, it's like textured. No,
they're hard, but there's like a fur
like
to it.
Like a fabric almost. Yeah.
It's only a matter of time where it becomes some Met Gala piece on the fucking.
Mm-hmm. Did everybody have, I know we talked about this before, did everybody have that singing fish plaque?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I had a dream about it.
No, really?
I haven't thought of that in 20 years.
Take me to the river.
Drop me in the water.
Wait, Mariah, I'm sorry. Let's get back to, you just dreamt about that. Yeah, that's her brain. Just dreams.
Yeah. Do you think about like?
Yeah, I did.
I wonder if they like mod them out, like you can do like Nicki Minaj songs and shit.
Let's go to the beach. Let's go get away.
We should get one, Jordan, and then hack it. What's it called?
You should put that on a hook with the whole.
Heath, you remember that fishing game that was just like that virtual one? It, like you weren't fishing, but it would just start tugging, and you're like. And it had that meter, and you'd be like, oh, I caught it.
That was fun.
It was just that.
It was that blue little fucking thing.
That was actually more fun than actually fishing.
Yeah.
Because you had a chance to catch something, and it made you feel like you were catching something.
Probably looks so stupid doing that.
The big mouth billy bass. Now with Alexa support. Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. We're doing it.
Oh, y'all got to get this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting that.
Yeah, we're getting that.
That's really
funny.
I have
the perfect place for it.
Anything else, guys?
I want to learn electricity so bad.
Yeah.
Just people that can wire stuff.
Here we go.
You can. You've done it.
There's a positive and a negative current.
Like, to be able to like know how to do this. Like
if
I can,
you called your dad right now, he would talk you through it and you'd be able to do it.
With
I'm gonna
dad.
Order one. You're gonna see that you
it's
can
just
do
like
it.
Stripping the cord and then figuring out where the audio speaker goes to on that.
You can do it,
and that's what's feeding it in because that's what's going out
also,
of the Alexa.
Also, there's like a lot more like to do with like the power, like the ohms.
Right. Yeah. You don't shit like volts. Overheating, but you got like the little meter detector things that will tell. I don't know.
Like
I mean,
hot,
I don't
like
know, but I, it makes
so
sense.
Interesting.
I've been like on like Lego TikTok lately of people who can make like a whole clock out of Legos. Like it's just bananas what people can do with Legos. Mm-hmm. I can't get enough of it.
I was trying to tell you guys during the Down syndrome story because
poor thing.
Well,
everybody
Zane, he said.
Well, when I was born,
I knew it.
They took me and tested me for Down syndrome. And my mom was crying and like it was a horrible, horrible situation. And then the doctor yelled at the like attending nurses and assistant scolded them because they just didn't know that my dad was Asian. So they were testing me for Down syndrome just because I look Chinese.
Oh my God.
They were so unsure why I look like this coming out of my blonde, white,
so
green-eyed mother.
Oh, and they're like, my God.
That is
a lawsuit,
she said there was a lot going on because they already took you for your intestines. Because like right when I was born, I had to go under surgery. Like
your appendix?
Immediately because of my appendix and my intestines.
Ooh.
And then, so I don't have them. They're like cut out. I have a big scar on
damn,
my stomach.
You don't have your intestines?
I have a chunk of my intestines missing.
Oh, small or large?
I don't know which one.
That's why when he eats, he has to go poop immediately.
I do have to go faster.
Oh, really?
I do.
Wow.
I go to the bathroom faster.
Jordan's life, man, from being mistaken for Down syndrome when he's born to international terrorist.
Right.
He's done it all.
For people who don't know what you look like. His mother is blonde.
Green-eyed.
And green-eyed.
this is what I look like.
It's your profile.
Okay, this is what it looks.
And then my mother looks like this.
Matt.
I've never seen a picture of your mother.
She would look the most Zane, I guess.
Now. Really?
Well, now that you have blonde hair.
Oh.
Wow, I got to see a picture of your mom.
Color, or no green eyes.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
But you do have the, you and your mom are the same personality.
That's really funny. Jordan.
Jordan Ong, everybody. Single and looking.
All right, guys. Make sure to check out the best coffee in the world, Cremota.com. You can get our matcha kit. You can also get our K-cups, our bags, and a bunch of different flavors. We have whole bean and ground espresso that is absolutely bussin'. Cremota.com.
We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/DanaHeath, where you can get bonus content. You get unwind episodes, which come right after every episode that we film. And we do live Q&As, a private Discord, and also private Discord every month for $5 a month.
Early access, all ad-free.
We also have a brand new episode with my assistant, Leah. We did a high episode with her, and that is up right now if you guys want to check that out.
It is juicy
as hell.
It sure is.
It sure is. So, yeah, make sure to check it out, patreon.com/ShaneAndHeath.
Did she tell the story on it?
The story.
But no, there's another one that you don't even know yet.
Mm-hmm. I got to watch it?
Yeah, you got to watch it. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's jump into the unwind. Mm-hmm. See you soon, patrons.
Peace out, A-Town now.
A-Town.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.